As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm Gregor, from formerly of Odyssey and now paying to work here. He's Brandon from the internet.
I do pay a little bit. Every hour I spend doing this, I'm not making money elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's just that. I thought you were actually sending money because I wasn't getting it, and I was like, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I got this Gregorian prince on my email told me to start sending him money.
First of all, smart guy. Secondly, yeah. Not me.
Yeah.
Anyway, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, supervillain. We aspire to all of them. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we even get right. I was just telling Brandon about, I'm listening to this podcast called Nateland, and it's this comedian, Nate Bargatze, who is incredible. Oh, also, it's clean. They don't, like, do anything, like, no swearing, and their, like, motto is be nice.
Who can do that these days?
It's amazing.
Especially
really
comedians.
Is. Yeah, it really is amazing. But they're like four Southern guys that are just kind of like dumb sounding, and it's incredible and everything. And you want to talk about guys who don't mind not being scientists or engineers or supervillains. They get almost nothing right. And boy, I feel like your brother Steven the whole time.
He just said, Google it. Damn it.
It's right there.
It's
they even have a guy there to Google it.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the guys, that's his whole job. It still does not go well.
We should just have Steven on these calls, like, not with a microphone, because I don't want him to talk to us, but just like every once in a while, I just want to be like, well, maybe that's right. Steven, will you Google that? And then
he's like,
we
guys.
Look at the screen and we can't hear him, but we just look at his face and we go, oh, yeah, we definitely got that wrong.
Like, he just shares his screen and so we can see it and be like, yes, there it is. Yep. Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it really makes me feel for him when I'm listening to this, and I'm enraged by the fact that they're so wrong about stuff. Like, I'm listening to an episode right now from a few weeks ago, and it's just called Physics, and I'm like, no, we can't do this.
I'm just glad that they have the audacity to tackle like an entire subject. Like, we're not going to talk about like an element of physics. We're just going to talk about the concept of it.
Yeah, and poorly.
Yeah,
like they didn't even Google what the definition is. They just start trying to figure out what physics is. So right from the get go,
I like that. I think we should just pick us, like, what's something that you feel like. And this, I'm actually very genuinely curious about this because I feel like you know a lot about a lot of stuff that I'm always surprised by. Like, what is something that you I'm not surprised that you know stuff. I'm just surprised that there's some random thing that you know. Like, what's something that you know nothing about that you, like, if you were asked on the fly to start to figure out, you feel like you'd have at least maybe the ability to come up with something on the fly? For me, it's cricket, the sport of cricket. I have no idea how it works, but it's so similar to a bunch of sports that I watch that, like, I feel like I could maybe figure it out, but I've tried watching it so many times and I'm like, dude, I have no idea what's going on. But like, if we just did an episode on cricket, I would love it because I would feel like I would learn so much.
Damn it. Next week, we're doing an episode on cricket. That's sweet. It. Write it down somewhere. Yeah. Write it down. That's great. I've tried to understand cricket multiple times. It was first introduced to me when I was at the University of Arizona 20 years ago, and the cricket players would all meet on the field, the practice field for the soccer team or whatever, but like on Saturdays at noon, they'd all meet up in the 2,041 degree temperatures, and they'd play cricket, and we were like, what? That exists here? And so like I went and watched. Of course, we were so high, but it was like, so none of it made sense, yeah. And it was like, you know, mix in a bunch of things where we're like, or, you know, some awful thing that a 22-year-old would say or whatever. Yeah, and so we tried to figure it out, and this is how old I am. It was like pre-Wikipedia, so we couldn't even like, we had to like go to the library and figure that out.
You could Google it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like, you just had to ask a guy, and he was like, you guys are too high for this. So,
this is an Arby's.
Sir, you can't get two tacos for a dollar. And now here's Wonderwall.
What if the guy at Arby's was like, well, yeah, I'll tell you about cricket.
Yeah, he's like, I'm actually well informed.
Yeah,
but it was like at the time you didn't have access. You just couldn't find, like, there wasn't a Napster for cricket. You know, it just didn't, like, you couldn't just illegally pirate cricket. It just, either it was there or it wasn't. And yeah. So, but now I live in this neighborhood with like all Indian people, and like they're all about it. And then like down the street from my house, there's a park where they have regular matches and stuff. And so like, I love the concept, and I've Googled it several times, and I halfway understand it. Only enough to be offensive to other people, not enough to be like successful at understanding
it. Right.
Like to be like, okay, so wait, that's an over? And they're like, oh, you're such an idiot.
Yeah. Like it's just you hit a ball. It's like baseball, but you use a weird bat, and then you run back and forth. And
you're trying to knock over these little like dominoes at the end of the stacked on top of some boards. It's like,
so it's kind of like, it's to me, it's like it's croquet, it's baseball, it's dodgeball. It's like all of these things put together. But also the field is a circle and you stand in the middle of it. So it's like darts. I don't really get it.
You don't have like a mitt to catch this hard ball. You just have to catch it in your hands. And there's like home runs, but they're called something else. And it makes me realize just like, we must have totally stolen baseball from, like, at least someone saw a cricket match, was like, all right, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the hell's going on out there, but I got an idea for myself.
In the UK, they play another game that's called Rounders. That I think is basically baseball, but like it's like the, I want to play cricket but with less space, so baseball basically, and I could be totally botching this as well, but I'm pretty sure like Rounders is where baseball came from, and Rounders came from cricket.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus, we're going to sort this all out on the fly as we read the Wikipedia article.
About cricket.
So join us then. All right. Well, that brings us to this episode's question of the week.
This episode's question of the week is, how much would you pay to spend one day in the year 2100?
Yeah, this is good. I was cruising Reddit. This came up and I can't wait to talk about that. But first, it's not just for fake art or term papers or creating fake photos of people. Google apparently has an AI that can create music, but they haven't released it because they're too worried about the like 1% of its creations that directly rip off existing copyrighted material. To which I'm like, whatever, man. We lived in a world where Green Day released When I Come Around and Bush's Glycerine came out on the same time and have played on the radio with the exact same riff for the last like 25 years since. But I get it, because like somehow they worked out that that wasn't a problem, and music is always shared, chord progressions and rhythm is like basically the same and everything. But Google doesn't want to be sued, so how about we just make it because we don't want to replace human art with robots? How about that's the reason, Google? Why don't you just say that and make us feel like you're not trying to replace us already?
Is new art gonna be like, it's not like I created the best painting. Like, art in the future is going to be like, I created the robot that created the best painting, or like I created the algorithm that processed the right amount of data that then outputted the best, you know, like the best, the best painting or something like that. Or like same with music, you know,
I think it'll be, I fed the right material into the robot to make the thing. I told it the right terms to make this crazy. I picked the right AI and I said the right word with the right porn parts and it gave me the best pornography.
Well, no, I mean, that makes me think like, we were joking beforehand about how about how AI already can create basically whatever you want. So you're basically going to be able to, like, I want to see something with two butts, and then it's just going to produce it immediately, right? And so you're going to be able to, you know, everybody's talking about CRISPR technology, right? About how you could, like, edit the genes of your child before they're born. So you'd be like, I want my baby to have blue eyes. I want my baby to have, you know, whatever. You're going to be able to be like, I want my, you know, centaur to have three butts and a and four penises. But, like, to take it to a little bit of a more...
The idea that you're going to have a horse baby and then pick how many butts it has.
No, no, no. The way that you'll be able to tell AI, I'm just drawing a parallel. I'm not saying that we're gonna CRISPR our babies into horses. No. But, like, to take this into a more, like, PG angle, like, do you like covers? Like, musical covers? Like, one band taking another band's song and playing it in their style?
I'm generally no. Okay. I hate the idea. I also host a feature weekday mornings at 6:30 called Under the Covers, where I hear a ton of awesome covers. And, like, there are some people that do some really cool stuff. But I want... I get caught up. This is what happens when I, like, when I say I don't. It's because I get caught up in different worlds where I don't want somebody to make it their way and have it be kind of like half-assed and worse. Yeah. Like, if you do, like, a good job making your way, cool. But then you hear Weezer doing Toto's Africa, and they kill it.
Yeah.
And, like, well, I don't know why, like, I needed to hear this, but also if I'm live in concert and Weezer plays Africa the way that it was written, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Well, so I get really... This is a little bit of an aside. My wife listens to, like, these, like, Spotify playlists or something where it's just done a bunch of covers of, but it's usually just, like, some, like, you know, young white person with a guitar slowly singing some, like, rap song.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, I'm always like, this is not good. This is just,
there's,
like,
a gardening store that I go to where it's just, like, people, like, it's, like, called Coffee Shop that they listen to on Sirius XM, and they just cover... Exactly. They just cover, like, song, and I'm like, is that Such Great Heights only by a turtle? Is
on YouTube? Like, I don't get, like, so the reason I bring it up is because you'll be able to get to the point where, like, I'm assuming with this AI, where you'll be able to be like, I want to hear, you know, let's say, I want to hear Gangsters in Paradise, but by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And like, the AI will just be able to spit it out immediately, right? But also, like, think about the possibility.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I don't know where that came from. We talked about Ska last week.
That's awesome.
The other thing that I'm thinking of is, like, imagine you're like, okay, so Google doesn't want to be ripped off. But imagine you'd be able to, or sued, I guess. Imagine you'd be able to be like, man, I wonder what it would sound like if Beyonce and Freddie Mercury's voices were merged. And then you'd just be able to hear it immediately because the Google AI would be able to figure out a way to make that sound like something.
Yeah,
because
it can find the similarities in the voice where it matches up and where it makes sense to cross it over and then mix them.
Yeah.
And then what's crazy is that it's, like, also in a laboratory that we're unaware of, somebody makes that human that has, like, the genes designed to have the voice at maturity that is Beyonce and Freddie Mercury matched up.
I just picture Beyonce with Freddie Mercury's mustache.
Like, his hairstyle, but her butt. Three of them. The three big old Beyonce butts. I'm in.
I mean, like, but that's, I think that's what, like, the potential of this AI is actually really interesting to me. But at the same time, I'm totally with you. And, like, yeah, like, let's, like, but we've left art making to humans already, and we get whatever that teenage girl that released all of the Olivia Rodrigo, who basically released the song that was the same as Paramore, right?
Yeah.
And like, every time I hear the Olivia Rodrigo song, I, like, sing the Paramore lyrics over it because it's exactly the same. And I'm like, okay, so we're already doing this.
Have you seen the guy from a few years ago that would start covering a song on guitar? And he's kind of a bigger dude, and he always has the camera, like, below him, and it shoots up, so it makes him look like
it turns it into Smash Mouth.
Yeah, he turns it into Smash Mouth. By the end, he's, like, changed the chords, and he, like, that's the type of cover that I'm here for.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to secretly become Smash Mouth when I'm not expecting it. But, ah, you got me again, and I'm going to keep listening because I'm an all-star.
There, you're just sitting there listening to, what's the band that you really like again? Oh, ISIS?
ISIS, yeah. Yeah.
You'd be sitting there listening to ISIS, and all of a sudden you'd be like, yeah, yeah, and then it's just All Star by Smash Mouth, but you're still rocking out before you realize it.
Yeah, I mean, if he could take ISIS the band, not the terrorist organization, ISIS the band.
But with the power of AI, he can make them both. ISIS the terrorist organization, the band.
In the name of the members of ISIS, whom I find charming, let's make it so it's in their favor, not in the not in the terrorist organization's favor. So if we can make, all of the ISIS terrorists stop being terrorists and instead be like post-metal prog rockers, I am in. Like they release a statement that it's like some sort of terrorism, and instead we just turn it into like death metal, and people are like, they're like, no, stop it! We're trying to harass! And we're like, nope.
They're like, we're gonna do death metal, and you're like, wait. But, like, actually death metal, right? But not, like, death metal? Like, come on, guys.
guys. Yeah, ISIS had to change their name for when they got back together and performed for a benefit show. And they had to change their name to Celestial, which is the name of their first album, because you can't put up a flyer that says, like, ISIS Saturday night.
People were walking around wearing t-shirts saying, I love ISIS.
So I think about it from... in terms of, like, we'll get to, like, an extension of this here. Oh, I'll just talk about it now. I saw someone... hypothesizing that, like, asking how long will it be before we have a TikTok like app, and TikTok's algorithm is incredible for seeing what you're like spending the most time on, what you're engaging with, and then like figuring out how to show you more of that and things that are kind of just tangentially off, you know, the beaten path, to see if you want more and more and more of it, right? Well, how long until they can, Google can do that with music, where it's like, oh yeah, you like this song, let's make a song that has some of those parts, same styles to it, and see if he likes that. And then, like, you're like, oh, yeah, I like that. And you're like, okay, let's give him another one. Oh, no, he didn't like that one. And you keep going until whole genres are invented on the fly for your interest. But what if it's TikTok, and instead of music, it's just any content? Yeah. You're like, wow, every time there's, like, nipples on there, like, he seems to double-click. Let's add some more nipples.
Let's put four nipples on this centaur and see what he does. Yeah. Well, okay, so there's this thing in marketing,
wait,
right?
Are there lady centaurs? I've never considered this.
Oh. Huh. I mean, they have to be, right? Otherwise, how would you get baby centaurs?
I mean, they're...
Were they lady horses and men? And, like, that's the only way?
Oh, boy.
Steve, hey, actually, Steven lives in Enumclaw. He can probably weigh in.
That is an inside joke if you know that one. If you don't, Google it. Yeah. Google horses and Enumclaw. Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Now, okay, but no, I was going to say that there's this thing in marketing where people self, like, you'll send out a survey and people will self-select the content that they're interested in, right? You'll be able to, like, do you want to see more content about this, this, and this? And you'll check the boxes and whatever. Basically, what these algorithms do when you're on social media is you're subconsciously self-selecting these things, right? So by interacting or engaging with certain content over other content, you know, it is building your profile around those things. Well, now, instead of, you know, it's like an extreme of that subconscious self-selection, where now all of a sudden it's like, okay, these things, but we're going to create content out of things that don't even exist. So now, like, here's a human that we think that you're going to find the most attractive in the world, even though this human doesn't exist, because it's just a conglomeration of a bunch of photos that we took off of the internet.
Or lady centaurs don't exist until now.
Did you Google it? Did you Google lady centaurs?
We do not Google it, because... there is so much more to this, and we're going to have to do a whole episode on centaurs. It's, like, so important that we, like, there's, like, so much more to centaurs than I even knew.
See, I should have known that when I Googled it, like, the first three things I saw would be, like, centaur fan fiction. It's, like, it's just a centaur with lingerie on.
In fact, female centaurs, kentaurides, are also mentioned in some ancient Greek and Roman myths, albeit infrequently.
Oh.
It's like, effectively, it's like, it's mostly male, and that's why they're often seen preying upon women. I mean, that is a whole, that's like a Tijuana legend then, or something like that, because that gets real weird real fast. Bottom half horse, top half man. It's like, poor women. Anyway, moving on.
I wish, like, as an extension of, like, the centaur mythology, there were other like barnyard animal scent, like a mutar or something like that. Like, it's just like half man, half cow, half man, half chicken, half man, half pig.
This is so good. Like, what are they called? Like, hybrids? Like, what are they?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Can you Google what that's actually called, Brandon? Like, what
yeah,
do you call
yeah,
the...
Yeah, yeah, because, like, what was the thing? Like, it's...
Mythological like a, hybrids, like...
Yeah, like, there was a man, half man, half goat, right? Is like a pig... Not a pygmy, because that's actually a goat. Men and animals. What are they called?
Mythological hybrids other than centaurs. Like, there's griffins.
Yeah. But griffins are just lions and eagles. They're not, there's no like.
Male, oh, you want it like, to be humans.
No, like, yeah. I just want like, oh. I just want like top half person, lower half animal, all of the barnyard animals.
What if it's top half animal also? What if you have like the other half shows up? Like, what if you have giraffe man?
I'm still going barnyard animal. So I'm just imagining top half chicken, lower half man. and not just like the head of a chicken, but like your entire upper torso. So short little arms, like fat little body, tiny little head, just human sized legs running around
slowly.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like a they're just, like the Wikipedia just calls them human animal hybrids. I don't think that they like do they I don't do they have a specific
ooh a like specific a cyclops terms? Cool.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, now I'm on mythological creatures and golems and I don't know what any of these things
the
are.
The only class I ever got 100% on in my entire life, like at the end of the year I had 100% A+, was Greek mythology in my freshman year of college.
I gotta tell you, Brandon, my senior year of college, I also got a 100% on a Greek mythology independent study that I did.
Dude, how have we never talked about this?
How have we made it this far without talking centaur d-? Like, what happened?
No, more importantly, centaur boobs.
Yeah, please. Okay, so now we have two things that we've got to do subject at a time, right? I already forgot the first, and the second one is centaurs.
Cricket,
yes, okay. I'm going to take note because I'll forget, man. But we got episodes upon episodes. We're going to do an episode on cricket. God, we don't need a third podcast, but I really want to start one. So, anyway, if anyone wants to start a third podcast.
Question of the week, sub-question of the week is, sure. Which animal would be the best half-human, half-animal hybrid?
Well, we'll do that on that episode.
Okay, yeah, perfect, yeah.
Okay, good.
And why is it half man, half chicken?
What are some other farm animals?
Oh, like? Man, half. But you said giraffe, like half man, half giraffe. Half man, half elephant? That's just a big old person, man.
Wait, which half is the, is it, was it human top? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Human top, elephant bottom. But they have to have the trunk.
Oh, man, of course. Like, I want there to be, like, a llama human, like, where it's just, like, a big, long, furry top, like a big,
yeah,
furry wiener top. And
that's
then a
Benedict
legs.
Cumberbatch.
Good, okay, check that one off. Moving on. All right, well, I guess that's appropriate time to get us. Oh, well, I should finish up the thought on the AI generated algorithms for that. I was like, when can we do this for radio so that way I can like be playing you exactly the music you want all the time? And then it crossed my mind that if we could do that, then we can make the guy in between, we could generate that as well and have it say exactly what you need to hear all the time and about the music. So it can become totally self-encapsulated where you never have to like, we won't have any common shared experience anymore. But like, because it'll all be AI generated
so
exactly to fit our brains.
Yeah.
Dude, that, I mean, that is
what?
And then,
but
like,
then
you don't
like
have
what's
to
the point, right? Yeah, exactly. Like, at that point, it's like, it's why are we doing anything at all?
I assume that, like, it would be the evil government that would be, you know, making us do that so they could harvest our organs or whatever. Like,
we know this person who was non-ironically telling us about how they, not telling us who they are, but they are making it. So we talked a little bit about this last week. The birth rate is declining in a lot of places, right? Mm-hmm. And they are doing it to us so that, you know, we stop. So, and I'm like, who are they? Because realistically, at the end of the day, it's not the rich people or the government, because they need poor people to be born in order to live off of their labor, you know? And so it's very funny. So to your point, like, yeah, we're all going to be sitting here personalized and not living while...
It's the simulation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what if I'm just... What if all of this is an illusion and it's all being created for me and then my brain started to catch on to it, so it just wrote it into a storyline? Like, oh, AI, that's what this is called. It's artificial intelligence. You're not experiencing this weird thing. You're not figuring it out. It's just a weird thing. Whoa! Is that crazy, Brian? I'm like, yeah, this Truman Show thing, that's dumb. Like, meanwhile, yeah, I worry about that becoming the thing because I already love TikTok so much. It's just, I have such a problem. And if it could just generate what I need all the time, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it is just like a reflection of your subconscious self-selection. Like, you're selecting content by choosing it by how long you spend with it, right?
Yeah.
Which is why it's really hard to argue when somebody looks over and they're like, hey, why are there just a bunch of naked ladies dancing on your screen? I don't know. It's just TikTok. It chose them for me.
That, and then beyond that, I want to know, this is problematic, but I want to know how many people that are like really outspoken about something are being served that thing that they're outspoken about when it's a self-reflection. Like, how much of it is projection to cover what your animal nature? Like, how many people would love to sit at home and, if it's my wife, just see firefighters, and if it's me, just see nips through shirts or whatever? Like, how much of that is being shown to us despite the fact that we like try to live a life where we're like, no, it's about equality, but then you don't get served any equality stuff. It's just all like boobs and lawnmowers or whatever, and you're like not together. But I mean, maybe, I don't know.
What's a half, are there any lady lawnmowers?
The boob lawnmower. Bottom half lawnmower, top half babe.
Type it into ChatGPT, see what it spits out.
Oh, I used it the other day. Practically, I was like, I want to have 3-day-a-week workouts, and I want them to be 20 minutes long, and I want to practice these things, but rotate through them. And so I gave it kempos and defense techniques and forms, and I was like, to study my martial arts kempo work, give me this. And it spit out like a full-on, like, practice your kempos, do this and your strikes, varying, pick two a day and then move on each. And I was like, it got like oddly specific with a workout routine for me, that it, so that way I could stay on top of my stuff. Now, I've obviously not even begun to think about it or touch it, but it's like certainly a it's certainly that easy to just feed it the information I want, and it just kicked it right back out to me. It's so wild, dude.
I gotta try it.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, let me see if I can, because I sent it to my cohorts, you know, Sensei Derek and Ron. I said, come up with a workout schedule 3 days a week to practice the following martial arts components: kempos, forms, defense techniques, and self-defense. And so it gives me, like, for kempos, focus on striking technique, practicing various punches, kicks, and strikes. Forms, practice one or two forms, focusing on proper form and technique. Like, these are obvious things, but like, you need reminders like that. You need coaching, and like, you have to pay for that stuff if you don't write it down or come up with it yourself. So just have a machine just kick out the variables for you is pretty cool.
And for free.
Yeah, exactly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, well, let's take it back to the question of the week.
Of the week.
Yeah, how much would you pay to spend one day in the year 2100? So what, like, what was, you read this on Reddit. You read this question on Reddit. What, like, what was the consensus there?
Well, hold on. First of all, it's to buy a sports almanac.
Okay.
It's like you go there and then you come back and you biff tan in it, right? That's that's the obvious go-to. But, like, I don't even, I want to establish something. One, I don't give a crap about one day or how much it would cost or any of that. I just want to think about what the year 2100 is going to look like. And, like, after talking about all that AI stuff for these last 20 minutes, it does not seem like it's going to be great, okay? But one of the things, the top thing that the Reddit came up with was, like, what if you get there and, you know, 60 years from now, a whole new language is adopted, and you get there and you can't speak that language at all? And then, like, the top comment after that is, like, and you spend your whole day trying to figure out how to ask for the sports almanac only to get home and not know how to read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, okay, so, like, I try to think back to, you know, that's only 80 years from now, let's call it, right? And so 80 years ago, that was in, like, my father's lifetime, right? Let's say in the 1940, World War II was going on. There was no internet. There was no, like, we were using code talkers to get past the code breakers in the, you know, of the, on the German front lines or whatever. We were, like, still using languages that we couldn't use computers to crack. And we were still driving, like, little wind-up-y cars and stuff like that, right? Like, it was, it was laughably different than now.
Well, think about how quick, I mean, to your point, like, that's my, my first thought went back as well. It's like, what, okay, so the year 2100 is in 80 years, 80 to 100 years ago from here, like, think about even just the course of World War One, right, which was more than 80 years ago, I understand.
Yeah.
But, like, at the beginning of the war, they were fighting with horses and swords. Like, I always, you always hear this phrase, right? But at the beginning, they're fighting with horses and swords. In the end, they're fighting with tanks and airplanes, right? Like, and that war spanned no more than 10 years, at least as on a, on that global scale, right? So, and I could be,
it's like all those people holding on to the Confederation that lasted 4 years and was badly, badly beaten after enslaving people and fighting for those rights.
The amount of time, like, you always read about, like, the amount of time between, like, dinosaurs and the first humans, between first humans and space flight, right? Like, the is so much. I like just the relativity of
75
time.
Million years between dinosaurs and humans, and then, like, 1,000 generations between. the first humans and now. And that's a generation of 20 years, so like, what, 200,000 years or whatever? Yeah. Like,
so it's just like the amount, and then we're just progressing quicker and quicker and quicker, even though you might like not see it because we only can observe through one lifetime, right? But, you know, you look back at the point that we're at, the apex of human history, when you look back, you're like, okay, in the last 20 years, you know, since the year 2000, the last 30 years, like, we went from not having internet, and internet changed everything.
Well, here, this is the thing I was reading about today in the Seattle Times. They were talking about how the last 747 is being delivered, and they made their final one, and they were making like half a 747 a year by the end, okay? And like, they're cranking out 37s all the time, but like, this big giant plane was designed on, like, a, what do you call the drafting table.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody drew the plans for that size of an airplane, that beast of a craft. It was all done with slide rule math and that, you know, not slide rules necessarily.
Sure.
But, like, we sent rockets to space using slide rules to calculate how to do it. We had human beings that were called computers.
Yeah.
See the Katherine Johnson, you know, story and stuff like that. These women were doing the math as fast as they could to make the calculations for space travel. Now you figure it out in a matter of moments in a supercomputer.
Now you can just type in, show me a centaur with three butts, and it'll pop out immediately.
Or, and make some music that I can do it with.
It's funny that you brought up the 747, because just a few days ago I was thinking about how, like, the way that we travel, the way that we like take airplanes, right, has changed, but not significantly, right? Like, it used to be, travel used to be seen, or like air travel used to be seen as luxurious, right? You would sit in these massive seats, it'd be comfortable, you get like service at your seat, whatever. Now it's like, get on this plane, you idiot, we're flying to Kansas, and you better not complain, or otherwise we'll kick you off the plane and you know, throw you to the jail. I don't know. But still, it's the same thing. You walk through a tunnel, you get on an airplane, you walk and sit in your seat, they fly you to a place, you get off, you walk out of a tunnel, blah, blah, blah. Like, what is the future? I was just looking at what the future of airplanes look like, because the actual physical model of the plane hasn't changed, right? Yeah. It's a big long tube with long wings, and the only time that we tried to do something different, it was just too expensive to do the Learjet, right?
Oh, dude, I love where you're going with this, because by then we'll be able to CRISPR modify stuff, and we'll just have giant birds.
Yes,
let's get back to Flintstones.
Fly, you fools. It's like, we were.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll have to like have designated like air travel lanes that they can be on, because when they poop, it's gonna be a disaster. Right?
No, but you can CRISPR them to only poop above like places that you don't want. So you'd be like, okay, we're above Portland, go ahead.
Anytime.
Yeah, we're above bird. Providence Park in Portland.
Right there. I mean, the whole city's fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah. It's like, we'll be able to... I worry about the idea that we can get to cooler, neater things that are like, we're going to change air travel by teleporting and or whatever it is. You know, like, there's something like that's going to happen. But I also worry that it's going to get way worse. And so, like... it'll like take us back to where you're like, okay, well, I've got my horse and I'm going to ride it until it's about to die. And then I'm going to switch to another horse and then another one. And then I'll get the package to the man on the front line and we'll be back to Pony Express times, you know, or something like that. Like, I worry that like we might have stuff that's way cooler, but it's actually like,
it'll be inaccessible for a majority of the population.
Or it's like Back to the Future 2 and we have hover conversions on our cars and we're flying around through the sky, or they fly it themselves, or is there like a Star Trek type utopian piece that we find where we no longer use money and we it feels like so far away that like
it's
or is it not very different?
Well, that's where I lean, is because like the more that we grow globally, right, and the more like the internet, for instance, we talk about change everything, it's like cultures are becoming so much more assimilated, you know, where you can't really tell the difference between a large metropolitan city in Korea versus New York City, right? Or like, so all of these cultures are becoming adapted and everybody's adapting off of everybody else's cultures, and so globally, we're all going to start to be very much the same. You know, we'll still have our differences and whatever. But as everything starts to become the same, I feel like the way that we progress and is going to, as we become more comfortable, I should say, the way that we progress is going to change a lot. And so it's just going to be much more about comfort and more about, like, less about innovation, you know, and how can we change things? I mean, outside of the necessities of, like, we need to stop destroying the planet in order to survive the next 80
years. Spaceships that we can fly on, though, to escape, right? Like Wall-E or whatever.
But it's just there's something about the fact that I feel like as we've gotten, I guess, more globally similar, you look at, like, most of the ways that we, like, everybody is just drawn toward entertainment on the internet and different ways to consume our time. And that seems to me like it's going to be, that's where culture will grow. And, like, that's how things will get different. It's just entertainment's going to change, less so like the actual way, like the way that we will live our life will just become much more digital. And I think that, like, the physical way, like, you're not going to jump into 2100. There's gonna be tubes everywhere. And there's going to be, you know, hovercrafts flying around. It's just going to be like a bunch of people even more sucked into their devices.
I've watched too much. I've read too much dystopian future stuff or whatever, where it's like, we're all going to put on our goggles and escape to the metaverse.
Right.
And as coined by, what's his name from Seattle? Neil Stevenson. We're all going to escape to the metaverse, and the real world around us, the physical world around us, is going to be awful. And we're just going to slowly make the digital world into, like, a land of graffiti on everything and theft and everything else. Like we're just going to take our problems that we've created here and then ruin the digital. So then we're going to go to the extra metaverse and just keep going layer and layer.
Well, yeah, you just talk about, like, personalization, right? Like, we talked about how everybody will just be so insulated because you'll just be able to get on your TikTok things that are created just for you, and you'll be able to listen to music that was created based on your specific unique tastes.
Yeah.
Your digital universe is going to be created just for you, and you're not going to live in it with anybody else. It's just going to be you. Well, you're not going to be sad, though, because it's going to be all of these things that are created for you to give you the experience that you subconsciously want, right? Like, that is sad, like, theoretically sad, but that's the whole point, is it's going to just entertain you. It's going to consume your time, right? And like, more layers and layers are going to be created where everybody's going to be living. Like, sure, we want to assume that, you know, like, as social beings, we're going to continue to grow in that direction, but I feel like as you see the way the AI is growing and where we can start to get all of this personalization, that's going to be even more the direction that we go. It's just becoming even more insular.
Wow. Like, if you brought someone from 80 years ago to today,
they wouldn't understand half of the conversation we're having right now.
Oh, absolutely. But how well would they function? Like, and it's hard to say because we don't have experience from 80 years ago, but, like, how quickly could you learn to be okay if, and I'm not talking unfrozen caveman lawyer here, I'm talking about people that were around during electricity.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and, like, oh, you don't have to think about that stuff anymore because the phone just does it instantly. No, we don't have maps because there's just an app. Like, duh. Well,
the leap that you have to take from 80 years ago, like what you're talking about, to today is, like, you went from having, like, what you're talking about, slide rule. I mean, 80 years ago is only 1940, right? So they're, like, a lot more, like, advanced than what I'm thinking of as, like, early 1900s, right? But, like, even sort then, you take them and you're, like, all of a sudden there's this phone. Like, the leap that you have to take from, like, there's nothing to this device right here that can get you any information that you want. Like, to me, like, or would you have been able to anticipate something like that or even dream of something like that if you were that person from 80 years ago? What's that thing 80 years from now? Like, right now, everything seems like it's just going to be a continual development from this thing.
Miniaturized,
right?
So, machine.
Okay, boom. There, nailed it. Those exist. But like, you don't know what you don't know. So we can't hypothesize what we don't even, like, anticipate, right? So, like,
But there are some thinkers that can do it, like the Asimovs of the world and whatnot, who thinking about the bigger stuff, and it was such a smaller number of people that were actually consuming it. Like, what I think that is unimaginable is how we will receive our entertainment. Like, is it a chip in your brain that doesn't even plug in. It just, you know, it's the whatever the next Bluetooth is. Or the
portable machines.
One after that. Yeah, you just plug in that way. And then it's like... But
no, yeah, I mean, it'll be streamed directly into your brain and you won't need a device.
Maybe, but right? Like, what if that's just what we're imagining and instead it's just in the ether and like we just are living like back to tanks and it's just fed to us through the electrical waves through there? Or maybe we figure out how to change photons or, you know, like, yeah, I think that if you were from 80 years ago, if you were Fry from Futurama and you showed up now, you'd be like, what the hell? But you could still be like, it'd be like showing up in the middle of the Italian countryside and being like, what? I don't know what I'm doing. But like, you figure it out. And after a few months, you can talk to the people. And
yeah,
like if you, I know that you're a, when it comes to literature and, what do you call it? Like a fine arts degree type dude, right? That like, you know, you read Shakespeare and it's or Chaucer and it's unreadable. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have someone to help you understand what the words mean, because it's all changed so much. And then, like, really, you hear someone give a speech from the 1940s, you hear a Chamberlain or something like that recorded in audio, or even like an Eisenhower or someone like that, and the language that they use is so old-timey, but it, like, it was just proper speech back then. And just because we drop F-bombs more now doesn't mean that's not our proper, that we don't have proper speech now, and that won't sound insane in 80 years. And so, like, those gaps, I think the further along you get, the further away from what you know, the weird nuances are so pronounced. But ultimately, we're still going to be I think we're still going to be the same functioning life forms that desire to eat and fart, you know? Like, that's the basis of everything we do, right?
I do desire two of those things. I do the third one, okay?
You don't desire the third one?
Well, sometimes.
I mean, you bake a lot of bread. I feel like you desire to eat.
Oh, no, that's the one. That's not the one that I desire.
That's the joke. Anyway, yeah, I just... There's like a lot of like, what was the leap? What was the actual leap from the 40s to now?
Right.
And, you know, like I deal with my in-laws all the time and they're old people and they're, you know, late 60s, early 70s. And I just have to hear them complain about how they can't figure out Facebook on their phone. And that's crazy. But what if you were 20 and you showed up from the 40s to now? Like, I feel like you'd figure it out. I feel like it would be okay. And so if you got to time travel at my age to the year 2100, you maybe would have a heart attack because it would be too crazy. Or maybe nothing would exist anymore. Or maybe we'd all be Chinese or something like that. But like...
Have we at least set the foundation that once you time travel to the year 2100, like the act of time traveling makes you crap yourself?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, well, we've established that in coming weeks, Tuesdays at 10 a.m., we will be delving into new topics, including cricket. What even is that? The saxophone. Maybe we'll do a short on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever the other one is that I wrote down that I can't remember now.
Lady Centaurs.
Lady Centaurs. He's Brandon, I'm Gregor. Thanks for hanging out.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland, wherever you get your podcasts.